If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Good evening, everyone. This is going to be a short little episode because I wanted to talk about a young lady. Nah, that sounds weird. Basically, we brought on a new intern today, and big shout out to Cassidy. I'm not going to give her last name because you guys don't need to know that. But something interesting kind of came up. Before we brought her on, we wanted to create a process that involved a very open line of communication. Now, I really strongly believe that if you're managing anyone, if you're the boss of anybody, whatever it might be, I think open communication is key. But I also think it's key that you don't let your head get too big for your employees. And what I mean by that is, like, me as the boss, air quotes, I'm not smarter than any employee in the office. I may have the ability to manage them a little better, sure. I may know a little more about my own company, but nobody in the office is dumber than me, and I respect every single one of their decisions. So even though we just brought on an intern that hasn't done any marketing for the most part, we will give her full control of one of our social media sites for our podcast. And we're gonna just let her run with it. And we'll be there to guide her and we'll work through things with her by all means. But it's our job as the leaders of the company to trust our employees. Because how are you supposed to learn as an employee if you don't have the opportunity to learn on your own? If you don't have the opportunity to try to push yourself further? There's no better way to learn. So one thing that I really want to touch on, because I think anyone out there that's either in a company, running a company, manager in a company, a lot of us, and my brother, CFO Michael, brought this up, a lot of us are really good at the beginning at saying, here's the deal. We have open communication. We want to get your honest feedback, and we're going to do something about it. But it's almost worse when you offer all of that, and then 3 weeks into it, you don't actually listen to the communication. You don't listen to the complaints. You don't listen to the criticism. And you just ignore it. A specific example is Michael was with a company, an investment company. And early on, the CEO sat down with him and said, here's the deal. We have very open communication. We take criticism here. Come to me, talk to me about problems that you see, and we'll make changes. Michael said that was great. That was really exciting at the beginning. But when he started to come to them with problems, they would basically be like, that's great, Mike, but go look at this other thing. They never actually took any of the advice to heart. So that's really disheartening for an employee, an intern, a manager, whatever it is. Because when I told Cassidy today, when I told her straight up, I will listen to your advice, I will listen to your criticism, I will listen to what you want to do, I mean that. And the way that we're actually implementing that is we're actually creating weekly forms for her to fill out. So we can't say that we didn't get her feedback. We won't say that because there's proof that on the weekly Google Forms that she said this, this, this about us, and this is what she wanted to add to her internship position. So I think any of you guys out there, make sure you listen to feedback and don't be too pompous to believe that other people bring significant value. Even if you have been working on a project for months or years, they can still bring insight to you that you haven't thought of ever. So I know everything about the podcast, be specific, but I'm going to trust how she wants to deliver that podcast. So be open to criticism, be open to open communication strategies, and make sure you actually follow through for the long term. Follow through. That's the advice for tonight. It's quick, it's simple, but I just needed to make it clear. Have a lovely evening. Bye, everyone.